Penguin Audio presents The Immortal Crown by Rochelle Mead. Read by Emily Schaefer. Brynhild said, "It is not fated that we should live together. I am a shield maiden. I wear a helmet and ride with the warrior kings. I must support them, and I am not averse to fighting." From the Saga of the Volsungs, translated by Jesse L. Byock, Penguin Classics. Hugin and Munin fly every day over the wide world. I fear for Hugin that he will not come back, yet I tremble more for Munin. From the Poetic Edda, translated by Carolyn Larrington, Oxford University Press. Chapter 1, Electi. May Koskinen was one of her country's most elite soldiers. She'd excelled enough in her early training to be hand-selected for the Praetorian Guard, a regiment of warriors whose lethal training was enhanced by small, high-tech arm implants that used natural endorphins to increase speed and strength. From that distinguished tier, she'd gone on to join a secret government mission involving the improbable, yet alarmingly real, return of supernatural forces to the world, putting her face-to-face with atrocities and wonders her fellow countrymen would never have believed. There was no one else in a position quite like May's, no one who'd seen the things she had. She was feared by ordinary people. She was feared by her own military. "So why," she muttered to herself, "am I always breaking up bar fights?" The well-dressed answer, she knew, stood a few steps behind her, staying out of the way as she swung a barstool at a furious man who was charging her with more emotion than...